everyone, and welcome to our very first South Hill Primary Big Bookie podcast. I've got a group of children here with us today, and we're going to talk to you about what's going on this week for our book week. So introducing Amelia and Esme.
This year in Book Week, we have decided as a school that we're going to either dress up or make a book hat, or both. You can either dress up as your favourite book character or make a book hat.
Did you say book hat?
Yeah.
What does that mean, a book hat? Wear a book on your head?
No, basically you make a type of hat that's made from like a book, so you can make a Harry Potter sorting hat, or you can make a bunch of other options.
Fantastic.
We also, on Friday, have a big bookie breakfast.
A big bookie breakfast? What's that, you eat books?
No.
What happens at big bookie breakfast?
Well, you come into school a bit earlier and have a big bookie breakfast and then read some books.
Oh, so there's breakfast at the big bookie breakfast?
Yes.
What sort of thing might you have?
A bacon butty.
Bacon butties. Sounds good. Okay, here also we have Felix. Felix, what would you like to tell us about reading at South Hill Primary?
I would like to say that we get a very long time to read, and we are very encouraged by the teachers to do as much reading as we can. And seeing as I'm now a double word millionaire, I get to go onto a Ringo's trip at the end of the summer term.
Fantastic. What is Ringo's, in case people haven't heard about that?
It's where you go down a slope in like a massive ring.
Oh. So you sit in like a big donut and slide down the ski slope. Is that
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Oh. Sounds amazing. Podcast. Oh, yeah. Welcome. Here we have Zeph and Lysander who've come to talk to us about reading. So, Zeph, I know that you go to the library pretty much every day at lunchtime, don't you? Can you tell us why you go to the library every day?
Because I really enjoy reading, and it's a good way to embrace myself into a story that could intrigue me and find out more.
Fantastic. So what's your favourite book?
Probably The Half-Blood Prince from Harry Potter series.
Hannah, have you read all of the Harry Potters?
Yes, I have.
Oh, amazing. Did you get to go on our Harry Potter trip when we went to the studios?
Yes, I did.
Did you enjoy it?
Very much.
Yeah, fantastic. Thanks, Zeph. And we also have Lysander, who's come to talk to us about reading. What would you like to say, Lysander?
Reading is a great way to discover new vocabulary and use them in your own writing and just make it 10 times better than it could be.
Ah, well, that's really great to hear from you, because I know that you recently won a really big writing competition, didn't you? Where you got to have your story read out by Julian Fellowes.
Yeah.
Just in case our listeners haven't heard of Julian Fellowes, who's he?
He's a famous writer who has written Downton Abbey and more famous stories and TV shows.
Yeah, he has. He's really famous, isn't he? And I only just recently discovered that he actually wrote the screenplay for School of Rock, which is like my all-time favourite.
Yeah.
Do you like that?
Yeah, it's really good.
Brilliant. So what's your favourite book, Lysander?
My favourite book could be maybe the Tom Gates series.
Oh, they're really funny.
They're really funny, yeah.
Yeah. And do you find you've got enough books to sort of excite you at school?
Definitely. There's a wide range of loads of different books.
Brilliant. Well, thanks so much for coming to talk to us today. Big Bookie Podcast. Oh, yeah. So some more readers. Here we have Isabel and Amelie. What would you like to tell us about reading at South Hill Primary?
I like reading because it calms me down, and it's also very good for our mental health.
Fantastic. What sort of books do you like to read, Isabel?
The Story Tree Houses, The Famous Five, and Harry Potter.
Do you read every day?
Yes.
Yeah, brilliant. And you're well on your way to becoming a word millionaire, aren't you?
Well, maybe.
Maybe. Okay, Amelie, what would you like to tell us?
At South Hill, we have a huge variety of books, and every day of Book Week, we have 10 minutes to read a book.
Ah, 10 minutes to read a book. So do you normally get 10 minutes to read a book?
Yeah.
So you get 10 extra minutes to read.
I see.
And is it true that South Hill have sent out a wish list to all their parents and families so that they can then send us a book at school?
Yes.
Brilliant. Have you added any books to the wish list?
Yeah, I think I've added, four.
Amazing. Thank you very much. It's exciting, isn't it, to see all the books arriving. Thank you for talking to us today about reading.
Bookie Podcast. Oh,
yeah. Hi, so here's Mr. Mason, our head teacher. Can you tell us why Book Week is so important at South Hill Primary?
Hi, Mrs. Wood. Yes, I'm very happy to do that and to join you for today's podcast. And I wouldn't have got where I am today without being able to read and wanting to read lots of different things in different ways. But what we love about South Hill and the work that you do with the Reading Champs, Mrs. Wood, is that the way you encourage the love of reading and the enthusiasm for just getting a book and getting lost in it for a little while. And I think that's what Book Week has done for us. It's been an absolutely brilliant week. There's been some lovely events, and generally that real buzz about reading is something that you can almost feel in the school this week. It's been fabulous.
Thank you. Big Bookie Podcast. Oh, yeah. Hi Pippa, thank you for coming to talk to us about your experience of reading at South Hill Primary. What would you like to say?
I'm here to say that my favourite book is the Wordsworth series because they're very funny and difficult.
Is that, do you mean The World's Worst Teachers and The World's Worst Pets, that series by David Williams?
Yes.
And when you say they're difficult, what do you mean about that?
Their words are really hard to say and it makes you learn new words.
Ah, so reading has helped you to learn some new words.
Even words you didn't know about.
Words you didn't know about before. Well, thanks for talking to us today about reading. Do you love reading?
Yes.
Are you enjoying Book Week?
Yes.
Oh, what's been your favourite bit of Book Week so far?
My favourite bit of Book Week is when we found out what's the most popular book in South Hill.
Ah, and can you remember what it was?
The Land of Roar.
It was The Land of Roar. Are you going to read The Land of Roar?
Yes, after Henry's finished reading it, even if it's a bit above my point score, I will read it.
Oh, well, you could read it with somebody else. I've got a brand new copy in my office, so you could come and get that from me later if you want.
Yes, please.
It arrived from our wish list. Big Bookie Podcast. Oh, yeah. So we've got some more readers from South Hill Primary. Here we have May and Daisy and Reese. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining us on the podcast. So, May, what would you like to tell us about reading?
Well, I wanted to tell you that if you deeply, deeply, deeply love a book, it's kind of like going into a different dimension. So if there's quite a lot of main characters, it feels like you're actually in the adventure with them.
Oh. And have you read a book recently where you felt like that?
Well, I like loads of the Adam Kay books.
Oh, yeah.
They're quite fun, but I pretty much like every book that I've got on my shelves.
Do you have a favourite?
I've got The Station Cat, the Adam Kay books, and some other books that I've obviously forgot because there's so many.
There's so many. So you're a big reader, are you?
Yeah, I love reading so much.
Thank you, May. And Rhys, I know that with your class recently, you put on a big production of Romeo and Juliet at Weymouth Pavilion. Did you read the book first?
Yes, I read the book before I did the play.
And how did it help you with your performance?
It helped me because it told me more about the characters and I knew the characters better.
And what sort of things do you like reading, Rhys?
Well, I do like Diary of a Wimpy Kid series.
Do you? Yeah, they're really funny, aren't they? Have you read the new one?
I don't know what the new one is.
Oh, I think it's called Diaper Overload. We've got it in school. We'll see if we can find it for you. You've seen it, haven't
you?
Yeah, we've definitely got it in school. Thanks, Rhys. And Daisy, tell us what you wanted to talk about.
I wanted to talk about non-fiction because I like non-fiction because it's about the real world and it's about real nature and places.
Fantastic. So what sort of non-fiction books do you choose? You said about nature. Are you interested in nature particularly or animals?
I like animals and nature.
And do you have a favourite non-fiction book?
It's called Bird Buzzing Bees.
Bird Buzzing Bees. Oh. Is that a school book?
I used to have it as a reading book.
Ah, brilliant. So are there lots of non-fiction books in the library that you think you might read?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, thanks, Daisy, for talking to us about non-fiction. It's really great to hear about everybody's choices and what they love to read. Thank you. Big Bookie Podcast. Oh, yeah. Hello, so welcome. We've got three young readers from Year 2 here, and I was just explaining that we're making a podcast. Dylan, do you know what a podcast is?
Yes.
It's when you listen to something earphones.
Yeah, so our podcast, this is our first South Hill Primary Big Bookie podcast. Dylan, what did you want to tell us about reading?
It gives you dreams. For example, that Mr. Bear's nest in the house next door.
Is that the book you just finished reading?
Yes.
Ah, and did that give you a good dream?
Yes.
What was it?
I was in the middle of reading it, and I felt like I want to be in that cupboard hiding.
I love that. Because sometimes reading really makes you feel like you're there, doesn't it? It's like a way to escape. I love it.
I like non-fiction books because you learn new things.
What sorts of things have you learned from a non-fiction book?
How stars die.
Oh, yeah.
And a theory about how the Earth was made. And that theory was about the Big Bang.
Interesting. That sounds great, Dylan, because you're in year two, so thinking about those kind of things, that's really, really excellent. Well done. Jossie, what did you want to tell us about reading?
It's quiet and it's very nice to read when it's very quiet.
That's really interesting. So you like it when it's quiet and you get a chance to just escape with your book, do you, and read?
Yeah.
And have you been getting some time in class this week to just take 10 minutes to read?
Yeah.
And you've enjoyed that?
Yeah.
And what are you reading, Jossie? What books do you like?
Superheroes books and like monster books and stuff.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for telling us. And Zach, you wanted to talk to us about reading. What did you want to say?
I like about reading because it helps you improve just like your writing and helps you learn like new words.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, so when you read a book and there's some new words in there, do you try to put those in your writing?
Yeah.
Brilliant, and make your writing even better. Well, thanks, Zach. What sort of books do you like to read?
I like Marvel and the Superpowers. I like superhero books and like villain books.
Superheroes and villain books. Those sound really exciting. Well done. Thank you, everybody. Big Bookie Podcast. Oh, yeah. Welcome. We've got two more readers from South Hill Primary. Here we have big sister and little sister, Izzy and Chloe. Chloe, what did you want to say? Because I know you really like the Oliver Moon books, don't you? Why do you like those books especially?
Because they're magical.
Lovely. What sort of things happen? What sort of magical things happen?
So there's a book about there's a spider spell that goes wrong and it has spider webs that goes all around the town.
Ooh. And what happens?
They tried to stop it and they can't, but then they did stop the spider from getting the webs all around the town.
Oh, so I haven't read that. Is it an exciting book? And did it keep you hooked every page? Wow. And Izzy, you're in year six now, aren't
yes.
you? And you're a very big reader, I know. What would you like to talk about?
I love reading the Harry Potter series. I've read the first five and the fifth one was 800 pages long and I read it over the Christmas holidays.
Yeah, I remember.
And I really enjoy it.
And was it the Harry Potter series that got you to be word millionaire?
I think so, yes.
Yeah. So what are you going to read when you've finished all the Harry Potters?
I'm probably going to read more Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
You like that, do you?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Oh, well done. Thank you.
That's the end of our podcast for today. I hope you've really enjoyed listening to children talking about how much they love reading at South Hill Primary, and we'll see you all again soon. Big Bookie Podcast. Big Bookie Podcast. South Hill's Big Bookie Podcast.